Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Six-pack time. Six-pack sponsored by the Good Feet Store. Come in and try the Good Feet feeling today. Comfort, energy, performance, and pain relief at the Good Feet Store. Go to goodfeet.com for more details. We did the offense earlier. It's time for our six-pack of defensive observations. Hopefully, I can count this time. That way, Ben, let's get started.
Number six.
I'm going to pull a Jason here. Special teams is not defense, but it can help your defense, and it creates turnovers. The special teams were excellent yesterday. Even Tyler Lupe, he missed a 56-yard field goal. He made four others. He made his extra points. The punter was great, creating field position. Keandre Jackson's a lunatic on special teams, creating turnovers. I got to give kudos to special teams yesterday.
Yeah, we're simpatico. I put it at six. And look, Jackson, obviously a defensive back, a big part of what I think was the biggest momentum-changing play of the game. Maybe the biggest play in the game, forcing that fumble. Defense played with a lot of energy. And I think that transferred on the special teams.
Number five.
It's becoming a bit of a trend. And maybe it should be higher, but it's another game where they started slowly and rebounded from it. You look at some of the biggest mistakes in coverage, falling down, letting a guy get behind you. And I thought it might give number nine a little bit of confidence and maybe make this game a little bit more problematic than it became. But there's some things that they'd want back on that first drive, including the 61-yarder that allowed the Vikings to end up playing with the lead. But they were much better from then on out. And some of these early game scripts have given them issues. But unlike early in the season, it didn't become a trend.
The order for these troubled me. I didn't know where to put some, but I'll leave this at five. I thought Travis Jones was a monster yesterday. He had a sack. He had a tackle for a loss. He had three quarterback hits. We heard a lot of whispers about what Travis Jones could be. For one day yesterday, that's what Travis Jones was. Now let's see if he can stack that.
Number four.
They frustrated and confused J.J. McCarthy yesterday. They only got the one sack, but they had 13 pass deflections. He's not good to start with, but I thought they did a very good job of keeping him uncomfortable yesterday.
My four was I thought they held up well, all things considered, against the run. I mean, this was a team that was getting absolutely gouged the first couple of games without Madubuike. Now, hat tip to Kevin O'Connell, the play calling. I don't know what they were trying to accomplish. I think they think a whole lot more highly of number nine than they probably should. I think there's a script out there where Jones and Mason are alternating Mr. Inside, Mr. Outside, and it could have been a tougher day, but the bottom line was there wasn't volume in the run game. Jones, I thought, could have been a factor, but grading on a curve here. I'm feeling a little better about their ability to hold up on the ground.
Yeah, I'll go with Ken because Travis Jones does deserve his own spot in yesterday's game. And he was always going to be under magnifying glass when Nnamdi Matabike was lost for the season. He needed to step up, and he certainly did yesterday, filling the stat sheet with a sack, two passes, defense, three quarterback hits. He was a menace.
We're doing the six-pack of defensive observations, and by the way, Ben, let's continue.
Number three.
Hands up. You're not always going to get to the passer, but they did a great job of looking at a kid who's got, a little bit of a slingshot kind of sidearm approach. He throws line drives. He doesn't get air under the ball. And I thought they affected six balls around the line of scrimmage. I know post-game, Harb said four. I thought they made contact with six. And I'm not talking about just playing the ball downfield. I'm talking about at the line of scrimmage. A good day for them overall in terms of generating pressure, keeping that kid in the pocket, not letting his legs beat them. And look, they're not going to get a ton of sacks. But pressures and knocking balls down at the line of scrimmage is pretty damn effective.
We spent a lot of time last week talking about how Justin Jefferson is arguably the best receiver in all of football and that Jordan Addison could be a one for some teams. They held these two combined to seven catches for 72 yards on 23 targets. Now, I know the quarterback factors in there, but still, if you would have told me they were going to do that going into that game, I'd have said no way.
Number two.
Turnovers, baby. They're here to stay, I guess. The defense created two. Thought they could have had three. Roquan won. I'm still a little flabbergasted that they could do an accelerated review on that and not have somebody actually watch that on the screen. I still kind of think it was a
pick.
They
can do whatever they want.
Yeah, I know they can.
And they won't tell you who made the decision, and they won't tell you who's sitting in the officiating room.
I still think
Park
that was
Avenue
a pick,
when
Jason.
They make those decisions.
Yeah, I still think that was an interception. Yeah. And then they were gassed because they did the Coach Carter thing afterwards, and then they had to get back on the field. But yeah, turnovers are back in form.
We're simpatico. Interceptions are infectious. The fact that Starks has been able to do this a couple games in a row is huge. And you could see he's getting more comfortable. He's thinking less. He's trusting his film study. People don't think they could pick on him right away early in games. And yeah, this is a team that, again, the sack numbers are going to be what they are. But they need to find other ways to get stops. And them getting back on the good foot with takeaways is vital.
Number one.
None of the Vikings' potential offensive game breakers affected the game. Like, I mean, you took away Jefferson, you took away Addison, you took away Hockenson and Jones. Like, any one of those guys could have had a monster game and tilted this. Now, again, hat tip to number nine, hat tip to O'Connell, but I didn't think they'd be able to do that even with limited quarterback play. And I will give special note to Marlon. You're one-on-one with Jefferson on a route like that. I don't care who the quarterback is, with no help over the top. And you come down with the ball and he doesn't, whether he falls down or whatever. Like, that kid did the right thing pushing that ball there. Like, I didn't think they had really anybody who was going to be able to hang with Jefferson. And it turned out by committee, they took him away and everybody else.
My one is, it may not show up in the stat sheet, but Kyle Hamilton was everywhere yesterday. Like, that guy looked – we talked for a while, and maybe a little bit this offseason when we thought that Stevens was going to be good, that Kyle Hamilton could be a defensive player of the year candidate. Go rewatch what he was doing in that game yesterday. He was incredible, and I also thought he – was freaking J.J. McCarthy out yesterday. And with I'm rushing, I'm not rushing, I'm coming inside, I'm coming outside. I think we might see more of the same against Dylan Gabriel on Sunday.
That's a big W for the Ginger Gorilla.
Yeah, you're starting to see him get his hands on the football, too, with a couple passes defensed. And he blitzed eight times in that football game. You've seen him really go after the passer during this four-game stretch where the defense has been really, really solid. Hamilton's been deployed as a blitzer quite a few times.
We'll come back, get the text of the day, preview tomorrow's show, and we'll get you ready for Infinity Sports Radio, followed by Monday Night Football Westwood One's coverage right here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.